listener production.
Activate your internet, because the Hamish and Andy podcast starts in 3, 2. Sorry, still buffering. 1.
Ahoy to my fellow treasure hunter in Hamish.
Ahoy, sir.
Ahoy to Jacko. You are looking for the treasure in your house.
The treasure hider, really.
The treasure hider.
But also on the hunt as well. I'd love to find it.
Double agent.
Today has been a big day.
Big day.
We obviously, COVID restrictions have been lifted and we were able to go out to Jack's house and look for the password, for his Bitcoin password, and hopefully unlock what has been a very good week for Bitcoin.
Yep.
Hopefully unlock tens of thousands of dollars if
could
we get it right.
The richest episode of the Hamish and Andy podcast to date.
Yes. Ash and Pete were our two professionals that were going to go through Jack's house. We've got that for you later on in the pod. We should also say ahoy to Ben.
Ahoy, boys. Ben here.
Islet?
There's the same bloke who called in on episode 100 to let you know that I was on the tractor sowing.
Great.
And here we are again today, back. This time we're harvesting that same crop on that exact same paddock. And
circle of life.
Yeah, today I'll just be on the header all day, obviously listening to the Hamish and Andy podcast, only way to be. And I'll probably be doing this to Christmas time. Anyways, boys, have a good one. Judges.
That's
good
a bloody crop. Big field.
Yeah.
That's a lot of... If you're in a header, is that just corn or wheat or can you head a lot of stuff?
I'm not sure.
Cut the head off a lot of things.
I'm not the man.
It's either an enormous farm or he's one of the slowest drivers out there. He goes very, very carefully to harvest his 1 acre.
Good on you, Ben.
What a legend.
Keep them coming in, hamishandy.com.
Ando, something, I know it's late in the year to start a new segment.
Oh, wow.
And the last thing we want to do is create a loose end before next week's show, where traditionally we do like to tie some of them up, or at least acknowledge by pouring out a small part of our beer, acknowledge a few of the Peter outs that have left us throughout the year. But I think this is more of a pilot for 2021.
Okay.
So if this goes well, you could see this return.
Oh, that's great.
In 2021. It's
almost summer programming.
It's like doing pilot week in the last week of ratings.
Yes.
Here's the idea. Mm-hmm. I know that you are a medium level Magic fan.
Yeah, medium to low.
Medium to low.
Yep.
Tolerance is low.
Yes.
Me performing magic to you is a tough ask.
Yes.
But me telling you some stories from the world of magic might be more interesting.
you think?
Maybe.
Okay.
I have an idea for a segment where I've heard something interesting from the magic world that I don't think you would have heard.
Okay.
But it is out there.
Yep.
So I guess I'm sort of retelling it to you.
Okay.
Okay, this is the segment.
For centuries, magicians have been blowing our minds with their magic tricks. Now, prepare to have your mind unblown and put back together as Hamish Blake reveals a secret of magic that has been previously revealed by a magician but that you probably missed. In Secrets of Magic Re-Revealed.
So...
It's a great opener, by the way. I'm in.
Okay, good.
I'm leaning in.
So I hear about a trick that has been revealed.
Yes.
But unlikely you've heard it, and I'll re-reveal it to you.
Okay.
So I'm sort of the revelation middleman.
Yes.
It's no... So, yeah, I won't get in any magic trouble for revealing this trick.
No, because it's already been revealed.
Yeah. Here's what I heard.
Okay.
Right? Get ready. And, Jack, I'm re-revealing it to you too.
Yep, I'm ready.
I thought you were on your phone over there.
I've been trying to get his attention. And Jack, you're involved too. Just grab you for a sec. Jack and Andy, remember when David Blaine suspended himself in that glass box?
Yeah.
Above, it was in London, I think.
And he was hanging upside down. Was he in chains? I can't remember what it was.
I think he was just in a box. He was in a glass box
for
off
how many
a crane.
Days?
I think it was over a month.
Right. And there was no food or anything
no
going
food,
in.
No food, no water, right?
Yep.
And... Can't remember if he had a pee and poo pipe.
Probably the year where they should have. It was a Perspex.
It was a Perspex cube,
and
he was just hanging off a crane in a chain. Remember people like, remember someone flew a cheeseburger up to him on a drone and like to taunt him?
Right.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that. I remember him being in the ground. But maybe that's a different trick.
Okay. He does a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
He does he does long magic tricks.
Yep.
But isn't in the air and in the ground sort of the same one? If he came back and said, now I'm going to do the same thing in the air.
You would go, I bet you're going to use some of the skills you used in the box. He's also jumped in the ice. He was frozen in ice for quite a long time.
Right.
I think this is a long time. It was about 20 years ago. Anyway, I heard the other day how he did it.
I'm just quickly getting a photo up so we can so just
David
we can,
Blaine. For,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perspex box.
Yep. It's just in a regular Persex box. It's got a blacked out bottom and of the box, so I assume he could squat. I can't see a bucket or anything else in there.
No fun, really.
No. Like, he does have a beard, though.
Still no fun. He was up there for a month, wasn't he?
I've just gone to the images.
I should have done a bit of research on this. Anyway, I thought we'd all just remember the moment in time, which was, you know, whatever it was, 15
years. 44 days.
Okay. So a solid hit out.
Yep.
Here's what I heard. Mm. How he did it. The inside of the box. Mm. This is a genuine secret that's been revealed, and I'm re-revealing it.
Yep.
Was coated in a sugary, clear paint, and he was licking. He was licking the box. He was having little licks, and that was just enough
licking the glass.
Sustenance. Yeah. That's how, that was one of the tricks he had up his sleeve.
Wow.
Little licks.
Is that true?
I got told it by someone that it seemed like they'll tell me,
true.
Do you want, I mean.
Wouldn't they have footage of him licking the walls? Because
I guess he snuck them in. I guess he knew where he'd licked, and he was like, I'll come back to that bit. Maybe that's next week. I'll get over there like a snail looking his way around the box. Yeah. As far as I know, that is true.
Yeah, okay.
I was actually told by Brickman from Lego Masters.
Oh, he doesn't lie.
Well, you know, it didn't seem like a prank.
No.
And I was like, that's interesting. I should tell the boys on the show. All right, I'll give us one sec.
Okay, Magic fans, if you're hearing this, Andy or Jack or both have asked for more information for the secret of magic that Hamish is re-revealing, and he's paused here to do a little bit more research.
Hang on.
Yeah, we're hanging. I'm going to have to...
I assume we'd pause the record of the podcast.
Oh, do you want me to pause?
Yeah, let's pause.
I googled David Blaine box licking. I think David Blaine, it says, takes a licking and keeps on tricking is the news headline, but I don't think it's to do with how he did it.
Right.
All right. Pausing.
Okay, pausing. I'm
pausing here. Away.
Okay, we're back.
Mm-hmm.
I texted Brickman to go, did you really hear this? Mm. He hasn't got back to me. I just thought we had to start recording again. So I was doing a bit of Googling quickly. Yep. Turns out I can't find any solid info on the licking the box. Maybe that was
Can we stop saying? Because it's ale glass.
Yeah, okay. I can't find any solid info there on whether he was getting sustenance from licking the glass box. He had water. He had no food.
Yes.
There was some speculation that he was getting sugar laced in his water. He said that was untrue. So I feel like because he said it's untrue that he was getting sugar in his water, he probably personally hasn't come out afterwards and gone, I was actually licking the glass on the inside of the cube. That's more of a speculation. One thing I did find in the Independent article was, you know, they're writing about how amazing it was. I think this is a 10-year retrospective. He says, Blaine underestimated the cynicism of the British public, though. During his box residency, Blaine was pelted with eggs and paint-filled balloons and golf balls were struck in his direction from the Tower Bridge. Drummers kept him awake at night, and tabloids, ever sceptical of anything sceptical by anything he was doing, seized upon the stunt, staging appetite-whetting barbecues beneath Blaine and even flying a hamburger up to his box with a remote-controlled helicopter in order to taunt him. So that is the one thing that I guess stands out, is that people hated him for doing it.
Which is annoying if you're going to spend 44 days inside a box.
But maybe he did use the cover of the egg or whatever to just sneak a little lick in the side of the glass.
I don't think you can say it's been re-revealed.
It hasn't. No, I should have quickly researched it before I re-revealed it. I'll tell you what, when this comes back in 2021, yeah. I will bring you a great, I'll actually yes. bring you a re-revealed.
That'd be great. Hey, second last show of the year. Actually, a side note, for next week, we'd love people to send in their interactions with the loyalty card.
Yeah.
We know it's probably all going to be successful. No teething issues done.
We'll just have a final.
Certainly not at Chapel Street Precinct.
Chapel Street Precinct, the sponsor of the letter that accompanied the card, a thriving precinct. You see cards down there, left, right and centre, if you're in the Melbourne area.
Yeah.
The loyalty card is going absolutely bananas on the precinct. We will get our last montage together of the stores that are accepting it, the success stories from across the world.
Yep.
As the world embraces the card the stores love.
Yep. For next week. So get them in this week, hamishandandy.com. Haim, this is probably the last chance we get to play this game.
We'd love playing this.
The game's called Tell Us Something We Haven't Thought Of in a While.
It's a tough game. It's obviously a subjectively judged game because it's an honesty system between myself and Andy. Over whether or not, if you name a person of note, a famous person, whether or not we've thought of that person this year. So obviously getting to the pointy end of the year, we've done a lot of thinking and often it's about people.
Yep. People have got the knack of it now on hamishandandy.com just going, I've got one.
Don't tell us, obviously.
And we get a producer to get back to them because obviously we don't want to be thinking of it at the moment.
For the spirit of the game.
There's hats available to win.
Wow, what a haul, Ando. Yep. Today's hats are, I dare say, we haven't seen a haul like this since we had a physio creme, the world's most famous creme, a physio creme hat for up. But that was a terrible hat.
Yeah.
The physio
Great
creme.
Great creme.
Hat. Wonderful creme. Terrible hat. But we haven't seen a haul that sparks this level of emotion, I suppose, since the physio creme days.
Hats available to win today.
Hats available to win today. First cab off the rank, a budgie smuggler, the Speedos brand, which they would probably not enjoy being named as, but they know what they made and they know whom is similar.
Yes.
Budgie smuggler, although I guess trying to own summer because they're also doing hats. It's a Legionnaires. It's a flat back hat. And sort of one of the five panel. Extremely colourful. Extremely hip. I mean, you'd see this in music festival and you just go.
Donuts on it looks like.
Alpha fun guy or girl. So donuts on it, bright blue with sort of pink donut logo on it. Budgie smuggler embroidered on the front panel, but in such a way that it's not the sprinkles and the donut of the hat are so loud, the print, you don't actually see the budgie smuggler immediately. So,
I agree. Class with the back, Velcro?
It's Velcro. It's not
our preferred.
It's not my preferred, nor is it obviously the most expensive flat back you can get.
No.
I present you Exhibit B, Mitch's Lawn Care.
Oh,
now this.
Yes.
People will remember Mitch from one of our loyalty card montages.
Yes.
Where Mitch, if I remember correctly, Mitch from Mitch's Lawn Care, he said, we've got the loyalty card is up and running at the merchant at mitcheslawncare.com for merchandise.
Yes.
But they're having teething problems on the lawn care side of things. So. Still figuring out the longest. Have I remembered that correctly?
Yeah, I think you're right, yeah.
Anyway, so this is on the merch side of things. What a hat, Ando.
It's a great
hat.
What
a hat. And look, the colour is Commonwealth Games, 90s Commonwealth Games Australian uniform colour. It's a deep gold.
Yeah, deep gold. It's got Mitch's Lawn Care.
In a fluoro yellow.
Not printed, embroidered.
I'm taking one of these home.
You should.
Because this is a great hat.
And another Legionnaires cap.
And another Legionnaires cap. And I just think it is Velcro, but you can tell by the quality. Yeah. It's a kind of a UV50 high-end quality.
Yep.
You might the kind of material you suspect Jeff Probst's shirt is made out of on Survivor. A quick dry tropical material.
I agree. So they're your two. I would say they're your one. That's number one. That's number two. And then number three.
Look, if you like the kind of more American baseball style 950 kind of flat peak hat, this is a Robide Steel Services hat. Great Steel Services.
I think we mentioned it before.
We have mentioned it before. It's a snapback.
Yep.
If you've got steel needs. They will service those needs. Robide Steel Services.
Should we jump into it? People standing by?
Let's do it.
It's been a while since I've thought about Miriam from Everybody. What? No, there's something about Miriam, the TV show.
Yeah,
And it's been a while since I've seen them.
I was about to say everybody loves Miriam. That's confusing. Another. But do you remember Miriam?
Yep. There's something about Miriam, yep.
Something about Miriam, that TV show that came out, which a transgender person was put in, a dating show.
Yeah, she was transgender. She came on Big Brother too in Australia.
That's right.
Can't say I've thought about it for a while. That is the kind of area that you can play. But you can also get us with Hollywood stars.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because a lot of the time, you know, I might throw it to Gene Wilder.
Hmm.
Now, he featured in a lot of musical films, so you probably have thought of him today.
Yeah.
But, Jack, you might not have thought of Gene Wilder.
No, I have, because I was comparing to somebody who'd only seen the Johnny Depp version of
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Gotta go Wilder.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Daniel, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys.
Tell us someone we haven't thought of in a while.
It'd be the legend of children's television, Sooty.
Oh, he's got me.
Oh, yeah. Tricky one
I
here.
I've thought of Sooty for ages.
I mean, I have, Daniel, this year. We tried.
Yeah,
I tried.
With a kid, yeah.
I'm sorry.
He knows, Daniel does.
He knows. And there's Matthew Corbett, too, was Sooty's friend.
Yes.
Although, spoiler alert, that's his hand up, Sooty.
Sooty was a sock puppet.
Yeah, he was
everybody.
A little yellow teddy with his friend.
That's very clear for people who didn't know the Sooty.
Oh,
you're
sorry,
saying,
yeah. Sweep was a dog. Sue was a panda. I was a big fan of them, Daniel. I was trying to find someone on YouTube to show my... So my kids.
Yep. Daniel,
apologies,
well
Dan.
Played, but...
I did a great, hilarious piece when I was younger at the kitchen table, around about 9 years old, where I'd do Sooty naked, and I just hold up my hand and make him wave to people.
And Mum would love that.
Bought the house down. And no, I knew it was good because Dad was into it. he's a tough crowd.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Possibly my first inkling of going, okay,
yeah.
It is possible to get him.
He can laugh. Bob, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys.
Ahoy, Bob.
Tell us someone we haven't thought of in a while, Bob.
Throwing a long shot, but the Umbilical Brothers.
Oh, no. I haven't thought of the Umbies for a while.
No, I think of the Umbies all the time. The reason being is because there was a period back then where I had long hair and you had short, and people, and it was on the very mean PowerPoint presentation that went out after the Brownlow Medal. I'm not sure if you remember this.
I mean, I do, but I don't remember us. Yeah, you know that one, Tom?
Yeah, there was always a PowerPoint presentation being mean to anyone who went there.
Yeah.
And it called us the Umbilical Brothers. And,
I'll take that.
And so the reference for a long time.
Rightio.
So Beck and I were talking about
it. It was a long shot.
Yeah, sorry, Tom. How were you to know it was one of Ando's most tightly held cyber grudges?
Well, at least I upset Andy, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah, you did, Tom. Partial credit. Well done, Tom.
Ahoy to you, Tom.
Ahoy to you, Tom.
Boys, ahoy.
Tell us something we haven't thought of in a while.
Firstly, congratulations, Hamish, on the enormous penis.
Thank you so much. trying to keep things a little quiet there on that side of things, obviously focusing my attention on other projects, but you can understand the gravitational pull is difficult to escape. Tommy, who haven't we thought of for a while?
I don't believe either of you would have thought of former Australian Idol music director, John Foreman.
Ah, sorry, Nat. We've seen. I've
heard of him. Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think I have.
He pops up. He was on the...
Music for the Homefront?
Music for the Homefront.
Yep.
I was hoping you wouldn't watch it, but
quite a while ago.
Hoping I didn't watch it.
Are you having a good night? I am. As long as Andy Lee is not watching this, I think I've got one in the torpedo tube here.
Tom, great one.
Good
Johnny
one, Tommy.
Foreman. We don't see him as much on our tellies. He obviously is the conductor for the Logies. Logies was cancelled this year.
Sure.
So
that was my opportunity.
So you had your opportunity.
Huge on Foreman to signal a wah, wah from the trumpet.
On you, Tom. Angus, ahoy to you. No one's been managed to get to it.
I'll tell you what, Angus, you want one of these hats. They are good hats today. Angus, ahoy.
Ahoy, boys.
Who have we not thought of for a while?
Have you boys not heard of, or thought of for a while, Jessica C. Legs Watson?
Oh, Jessica C. Legs
Watson. I thought it was hyphenated, Sarah Jessica Parker, and he's got this role.
I thought you were mentioning someone Spanish there. It sounded like a long kind of Spanish name. Jessica C. Legs Watson. It's one of those ones where you go, have I thought of her or am I just thinking of her now?
is Jessica Watson, did she sail the globe like Jesse Martin did?
Pink Lady.
She did. Yep. She certainly did.
She beat his record.
Circumnavigated the globe.
Solo and unassisted.
So, yeah.
Pink boat icon.
Yep, the icon.
I can't think of thinking about Jessica Watson?
I think I'm going to say I haven't thought of her for a while, but at the same time say I don't want that to take anything away from her achievement.
No, but I don't sit there and think of...
Well, I think of Edmund Hillary every day. Every single day. And Tenzing Norgay. That was more than one man on the roof of the world that day.
I'm more of a Tim McCartney Snake Man, the first Australian to do it.
Wasn't it Snape?
I can't remember. That's why I think of it all the time. It's like, what is it?
What was
is
it? Snake?
Snake or Snape?
Snake or Snape? I'll tell you what it is, though, because I think you've got yourself a hat.
You've got yourself a hat.
Well done.
Congratulations, Angus. Angus, what hat are you getting my K's and my P's mixed up with Snape?
Yeah,
Snake.
I do like hat because it kind of makes you could technically say to someone quickly at a party, I'm working on a bit of a startup, bit of a hat. I would say hat or hat?
Hat. What hat would you like?
What have we got still left?
All of them. Mitch's Lawn Care, the Budgie Smuggler, Blue.
We're sending you the Mitch's Lawn Care.
You want the Mitch's Lawn Care, to be honest.
Mitch's Lawn Care, yeah. Sounds like good. Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah,
no one cares like Mitch.
Yeah, well done. You'll be thrilled with that. Hames taking the other one.
I'm taking that on.
I'm jealous as heck of the two of you. We'll move on to Shane. Angus, congratulations. But Shane, ahoy to you.
Ahoy, boys.
Bad luck about missing out on the Mitch's Lawn Care hat.
Devastation.
That's right. The Budgie Smuggler one's still available.
Or Robide Steel Services. If you're a snapback man, Shane, who haven't we thought of for a while?
Harold Bishop, Neighbours.
No, I've thought of him.
Andy's thought of him. Yep. Shane, the problem is he plays a brass wind instrument. Yeah. And if someone plays a brass wind instrument, Andy will think of them a lot more than the average man.
Yes.
Is that why you thought of him?
You've spot on. My nephew.
Am I actually?
Yeah, you actually are spot on. I know it sounds weird, but my nephew was playing the tuba.
No, he wasn't. He's very small.
He's very small. No, but
he was having
playing the tuba over Zoom. And
straight away.
His dad, Paul, said he's a regular Harold Bishop, which the family really, really laughed.
Yep.
George had no idea what we're talking about. But alas, Shane.
That does sound weird. That does sound weird.
It is.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it, Shane? And an awkward glimpse into the Harold Bishop-based Zooms of the Lee family.
Yep. We didn't get that show picked up where they broadcast our Zooms. I don't know why, but Shane, commiserations. On to Dean to wrap this up. Dean, two hats available.
Mm.
Ahoy to you.
Yeah, ahoy, boys, and happy birthday, Ando.
No need.
Good boy.
Tell us someone we haven't thought of in a while, mate.
Yeah, not sure if you boys are too familiar with the show Britain's Got Talent,
mm-hmm.
but a little old lady took the world by storm, and her name was Susan Boyle.
Unfortunately for you, we've thought.
Unfortunately for you, Andy's nephew sang the prayer the other day. No,
unfortunately for you, Jack, you and I were talking about the race to sleep.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
Okay, yep. I know where this is going now, and Andy and I in America. We did a TV show over there almost 10 years ago, in an octagon, tried to race each other to sleep wearing brain monitors to see who had fallen asleep in the octagon first and who...
Aim was Snooze and Boyle was his character name.
Yeah,
he's still there, Dean?
Sorry, boys. I figured Andy would have watched a few reruns with all that spare time on his hands.
Must be nice.
We can only imagine. But I don't know if you heard the joke or not my name, Snooze and Boyle. Still don't know if he's heard it. Maybe we've got a bad phone line. But it was a very, 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 very funny joke, and that's why they were talking about it.
So, Dean, commiserations.
Yep.
I wasn't watching reruns of our show. That came up in conversation between Jack and I. I don't go home. But
here we go.
What if
Walter,
if
I did, if, cue up episode 9 again for me.
If I did have some spare time, what a thing to watch.
You could do a lot worse for the whole family.
Hey, love people contacting us, hamishandy.com, with anything. Love people.
Love people. We're the show that loves people.
Not all.
It's not our nemesis. We tolerate them.
We
encourage them to change. To come over to our side. But as a general rule, love people.
Yeah, absolutely. But we love people also contacting
the behaviours of those people.
hamishandy.com. People will... Right, and obviously fill out the special skills form, very important, podcaster form, but also people just want to help us out.
Sometimes they do,
remind
don't they?
Us of something.
And generally, much better than we do. Like the reminders are sharp,
Yeah.
They're much sharper than we can remember.
This one came in from Peter brackets the big man brackets end brackets Smith. Right?
Here he is. He's not a professional darts player, is he?
He wrote, "Hey guys, just wanted to remind you guys about Andy's big ask for Jack losing his Bitcoin. Make him squirm!
Sure.
Exclamation mark. Signed, the BM.
The B.
New paragraph brackets big man.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, so
if confused, please see form, or I'll write down my name. I'd forgotten about this, Jack. Had you forgotten about the big ask?
Now, we know, look, we kind of are up to date with that. We know that I've got to wait till flights.
International flights resume.
Yeah. Yep. Outside the oceanic region, I think it was.
That seemed like the fair deal. Yep. Struck at the height of the Beard Boys Alliance.
Yeah. Mm. So what
an alliance, I would remind you, Jack, is this a good example?
I'm listening.
That the alliance, where the alliance had your back.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you then, over subsequent weeks, attempted to rock the alliance. Mm. With flagrant disregard for the alliance.
And I learned my lesson from that.
You know he's a rat. I don't know why he rats us out.
I'm not a known rat.
You rat us out on your Christian
classic,
show. On, Christian, on your Christian
exactly
show.
Exactly what a rat would say, though. I'm not a known rat. You should get a T-shirt. I'm not a known rat, which implies you are a rat. You just thought you were hiding it well.
What spiked my interest was the constant reference to the big man from Peter.
Yeah.
He's in Ireland.
Ooh.
So
you get, I mean, I don't know why, and I hope this is not a generalization, but when an Irish bloke calls himself the big man,
yeah.
You feel like he wouldn't say that if he wasn't the big man. I feel like the penalty in Ireland for naming yourself the big man would be higher than in Australia.
So I wrote back to him and said, "Mate, thanks for this. I'm on it, yeah. But I wanted to ask you something else.
Yeah.
All right. Looks like you're in Ireland. Do you want to take a 1 a.m. call from us or a 6 a.m. call from
yeah,
us?
It's tough for us to call Ireland with our time diff."
He wrote back, "Hey, Ando, can do either. Let me know which day." Paragraph, the BM. Okay, so we know he's sticking with it.
And does he know we're calling about?
He doesn't know what we're calling about. Well, what I want to ask you two is, how big does he have to be to be a big man?
I'm willing to.
Vertical?
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not going to impose my rules on it. But it could also not be physical. Could be a big presence.
Oh, no, I'd be disappointed with that.
He could be like the big deal. He turns up to the party and they're like, you know, he has a big energy.
Yeah,
it could be that.
No,
Look, I'd be convinced. What I'm saying is I'm not going to apply my rules on him just yet.
What are the odds of it being irony that he's a tiny man?
A leprechaun. Yeah, no, I think in any other country, again, not wanting to generalize to our Irish friends, if you were tiny.
Yeah.
Much more likely that your nickname would be the leprechaun.
Yeah.
For that specific country. Yes. So I think we are not looking at a red-headed, bluey situation here.
Yep.
I do think it's probably literal in some sense.
I'm going to say, guys, that if he's not over 6'4".
Okay. What's that, about 192, 193 centimetres?
Yeah. If he's not over 6'4", or he doesn't weigh a lot.
You need to be about 100 to 110 kilos.
If he's low in height but wide, I'd call him the big man. But if he's neither of those things, I'm just going to question whether he should be going around. We can ask about the energy.
Well,
but he joins us now.
Right.
Hasn't heard any of that.
Ahoy, Pete.
Ahoy, boys.
The big man.
Pete, the big man. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. How are you guys getting on?
Yeah, great.
We're getting on very well, Pete. First of all, we really appreciate you, listening to the show in Ireland. We do know that there are a lot of podcasts out there competing for your attention. We certainly appreciate you lending your ears to ours. And also for reaching out and contacting. It fell onto Andy's side of the fence. I know you've been chatting to Ando.
And staying up to one.
Up to one.
Yeah.
Pete, what's your day been like so far for the big man?
It's not been too bad. I went for a swim earlier today, so... Obviously,
right.
I meant to say is commiserations to Andy on having the scientifically proven small penis.
Inferior, the IP. Appreciate that, Pete. And that's a nice gesture too. A lot of the time people are trying to congratulate me without caring about the...
Obviously, Hamish, you know what you got, so no need to comment there.
As there really isn't, mate. And we try and put it behind us and we move on. Science is science. You take the...
Exactly,
you accept the judgment and you move forward in
it's
life.
It's not a length discussion,
and
but can
it's,
we...
And it's not...
We,
and it really is not...
Like,
we just don't want it to define who we are. One's superior, one's inferior. Who cares?
Anyway, Pete, we wanted to ask you, Pete, you obviously love being called the big man. In the registration form, you said Peter in brackets, the big man. Then at your sign-off, you said the big man, and then a new paragraph, brackets, big man, brackets, and then you called yourself the BM when you replied to me. Is this something you've
in Dublin, I've been known as the BM.
The BM in Dublin.
Be short and damned.
It's been shortened down. Big man, small name.
Peter, talk to me about how high, how tall you are.
I mean, this has come down, Pete. So just to give you a bit of background here, Ando, as you know, likes a rule. And if you, and it does seem like, you know, you've sort of self-proclaimed yourself the big man. I think Andy was keen to call up to get some dimensions, if you're comfortable talking about it, some physical dimensions to see if the nickname is warranted.
Is it a height-based Big M or is it a girth-based Big M?
Height? Not too much. More girth, I'd say.
Okay. So what height are you running with? How tall are you?
6 foot at the moment.
6 foot at the moment.
Okay, but planning on increasing that.
We're looking, second quarter, we're looking at some outstanding growth.
And then, so are you a larger, a more portly fella?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay, all right.
And so is it energy as well? Hamish?
I thought it could be energy. Would you say that there's an...
Energy more so, just personality.
That's what I was thinking. It's very possible that you've got the nickname as the big man because you're bringing the energy of 3 to 4 people to every room you enter.
Yeah, you got to be an energy lifter.
Right. So it's mainly energy is what gets you the big man.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, nice stuff. Well, that was not what I expected.
It's not. I mean, some labels are physical. Yep. SP, IP. That's a physical label. And that's science. But others, they're less tangible, you know.
But you're not a skinny man, though. I wouldn't say you're a skinny man with big energy, are you?
Well, yeah, that would be a bit harder, I'd say.
That'd be huge to pull off. There's only a couple of people worldwide that could pull that, that could pull that off.
You'd want to be bringing a lot of energy to be a thin man.
Pete, the big man, thank you for joining us, mate. Really appreciate you staying up late for us.
No worries, guys.
We're it with pride. Thank you, Pete.
Good to see you, buddy. Hey, it's time. We mentioned at the top of the show that this morning was a very exciting day.
An elite unit descended on Cackling Jack's house to apply professional level searching to a property that we know contains a Bitcoin password.
Yep.
That A, unlocks your own personal Bitcoin fortune, Jack.
Yes.
A horrible time to have it locked away, it's inaccessible.
It's just reached its highest point, 25 grand, I think.
Coming
off
its recent highs and a fraction of a Bitcoin that Jack purchased for you, Andy.
Yes.
Is also locked away behind those magical 12 or 24 words you couldn't remember which.
Yeah. So it's about, there should be about 10 grand of mine in Jack's house, and he's got around about 25 grand of in his house that is locked away.
When you put it like that, actually, I wish you hadn't put it like that. That's more hurtful.
You're thinking of them as just bits of paper, aren't you? But really, yeah, there's like $35,000 in your house somewhere that you can't get.
So we got two.
Or can you?
Yeah, or can you? So we got two professionals in. One prison guard, used to flipping cells.
Yep.
His partner was a girl called Ash.
Yep.
She is in the police department.
Yeah.
And she knows about these type of things. She's there's a bit of mystery around
her. We've already had Ash on the show profiling Jack.
Yeah.
And kind of, you know, throwing police shade at you, calling you of moderate intelligence.
Yep.
But that we were in a weird way. We're like, well, we hope you're right.
Yep.
Because then surely it's easier to find a password hidden by a man of moderate intelligence than if she'd have labelled you a criminal mastermind.
So we pick up the action. Pete and Ash, we're going to be given 2 hours to go through Jack's house. Pick up the action in Jack's backyard.
Well, the day's come. How are you feeling, Jack?
I'm nervous. I feel I shouldn't be, but I feel like I'm under investigation. Like,
yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, you actually, what you stand to be potentially guilty of is being a terrible hider.
Yeah.
If it is under a couch cushion, or we do just find it written on the bathroom mirror, then it will be obvious that you didn't really look properly.
No, but I hope you guys find it. Like, I hope we find the password today.
Very rarely.
I can't help but feel like, I don't know, in a cop movie where you're serving me with a warrant and you search my house and
then I'm going to go to jail.
You're going to feel horrible once we bring in the crane and like start taking the roof off and like start really getting into it.
Pete, Ash, thanks so much for coming out. We're going to give you 2 hours.
Sure.
Do you reckon that's a sufficient amount of time?
I think so.
Yeah. Ash, obviously you've been in charge of a lot of the psych valuation of the perp being Jack. Have you delved any deeper since we last chatted?
Yeah, I've actually put together a profile.
Oh, I'd love to hear it. Flesh it out
for us. Like a proper profile. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of analysis. I do genuinely need to talk to you about your cybersecurity.
In a good way?
No.
That sounds like it. Sounds like they've never seen anyone so secure and the government wants tips on how to be more secure. We'd like you to embrace you.
Am I vulnerable?
Very, yeah.
Okay. Like how vulnerable? Turtle on its back?
7 pages long, Cam.
Like could you get money from Jack?
Yeah, I could.
Wow.
I knew your address before you sent it. And right. I like, obviously, I'm not using any law enforcement systems. It's all open source, so Google, Instagram, your friends, family.
But how do you get my, just because you know my address, how do you get my money?
Well, I know your date of birth, your address. I can steal your identity, get a credit card and be on my way.
Yeah, and I use the same password for everything. And I know that that's, I know that they frown upon that.
They do frown upon it.
Yeah, it's a bit, one of the big no-nos.
You are failing your Five Eyes application test.
Okay, so what's the plan, guys? Are you guys going to go to the same rooms at the same time or are you going to split up? How are you going to approach the search?
So when we search, we usually go in teams of two, sometimes teams of three.
Yep.
And it's just methodical is probably the key word.
Yep. Yeah.
And one person starts on one side of the room, the other person starts on the other, and we just meet in the middle.
And if you find a box that says something like secret, keep out, do you go, all right, I'll respect that?
No, I go,
What state do you keep the house in as you go through? Because if you flip a cell, say a prison cell, then to the prisoners you're like, you deal with that.
I don't think they do, though. I don't think they go, ha ha, I think you're going that off.
Do you put all the books back where they were, just, like the clothes go back into the drawer?
Depends how much you want this password, Jack.
No, I want the password, but I just think you can like...
You also like a tidy up.
No, but you look under a T-shirt, you put it back. You look under a jacket, you put
it back. I'll do my best to be respectful, Jack.
Thank you.
just
so you know, full disrespect is also fine from my stance.
Yeah, we won't be running any fingers over the dust to see if it's been disturbed.
So, Ash, you were saying you need a bit more information from Jack before you start.
Yeah, I'll be looking to know where you keep your passport, where you keep Bianca's presents, where her birthday and Christmas presents would be, because sort of that stuff. We're not going too extreme, as in to say that you're writing it underneath a tile that I'll need to flip over. I don't think that's something that you would do.
Do people sometimes do that?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Right. I mean, they don't hide passwords, they hide drugs.
Yeah,
gotcha.
So, Jack, where have you put your drugs?
Yeah,
your
drugs?
Under the tiles. No need to pull up any floorboards or get through the walls or anything like
that's
that.
That's a shame.
Now, obviously the whole house is on limits. Is that fair, Jack?
Well, I was going to ask if there's a room that I know doesn't definitely have a password in it. Could you not go in that room?
Hang on. How do you know? You don't
that's
even know
exactly
where it is.
Where it would be.
No, it's not in there because it was empty up until only 2 weeks ago. And then...
Like completely empty.
Completely empty.
But that's where you might have put it.
No. Why would I? Because when it was completely empty...
You don't know where you put it.
When it was completely empty, I would have seen that I put it in there.
So you think that you wrote it on in like on a piece of paper or something, and you've put that paper somewhere. Is that what you think?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So if a room's completely empty,
what have you moved into it now?
I'm curious.
I guess stuff that I already own. So it's
what if it was in there?
Good point. I'm pretty sure it's not.
Okay.
This
is a very interesting juncture we find ourselves at. Pete, if you had a prisoner going, look, I'm positive there's no drugs or weapons in that corner.
Oh, for sure. Don't go in there. You don't want to look in
there. Well, if you're positive. I'm never go against a positive.
I think that room's available to them, Jack.
I am doing you guys a favour by going, consider that room searched. It's definitely
hey Jack,
not in there.
If you've got a sex robot, just say you've got a sex robot.
I can tell you, we've seen far worse things than sex robots.
Yeah, Jack, it's okay. They're becoming very mainstream.
There's no robots. Just the second bedroom, it was empty two weeks ago.
I mean, if you're taking the batteries out and going, now she's not a robot, she's just a doll. Whatever, mate. We're not here to split hairs. Just, why don't you, just, they've seen everything.
He'll have gloves on, it's fine.
Okay, go nuts.
All right. We obviously, because we're still in COVID situation here, we're going to leave you guys to it. We're not going to be in and around the house. But we feel like we want to be around for the moment where maybe you find it.
Yeah.
So we've got an air horn here. Right?
Like, what's this in the sex robot's mouth?
We're going to go to the cafe. Yep. If you think you've got a spot that you might find it in, we'd like you to sound the air horn.
and we'll come running. We've just done the maths. The cafe's a bit too far away. So if you could call us, then sound the air horn.
Call us, sound the air horn down that. We'll come running. We're only about 200 metres away,
okay.
But it's just questionable if that's hornable.
Sure.
That's for you, Pete. Good luck, guys.
Good luck, guys. Really get in there and rip it apart. Good luck in the secret room, too.
Yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
The old SR.
So we wandered off to the cafe.
I had Eggs Benedict with a cafe-made hash brown.
Not important. But no sooner had we downed our first coffee, the phone rang, and it was Pete with this message.
Okay, so we may have found the room.
Have you sounded the horn?
We haven't sounded the horn yet, no.
We will be.
But we can.
Are you saying this is a horn-worthy scenario?
I think it'll be a horn...
How does the horn work? I think it's pump operated.
Pump operated. You'll have to see on the instruction on the side of the horn. There it is.
Oh, the horn.
Okay, we're on our way.
So as we left our piping hot Eggs Benedict and hash brown untouched on the table and scurried back around the block to Jack's house, it's worth reminding you what the guys were searching for. The password Jack needs to unlock the Bitcoin wallet is a series of 12 or 24 random words.
So we're looking for a list of a dozen words seemingly with no connection.
Such an early horn meant that excitement was sky high as we re-entered the house.
We're coming in, guys. Where are we?
In here.
Gee.
Chilling out.
You look very smug.
Guys, you look super relaxed.
So talk us through what's happened.
So... we searched the bedroom.
Yep.
Very tidy, Jack.
Thank you.
No, it's not. His wardrobe's terrible.
Sorry, I left it very tidy. Then we moved to the music room, that second front room. And we've come across...
What is this, Jack? Do you know what this is?
I know. Sorry, guys. I know what this is.
Oh, Jack, that's...
It looks like a bunch of passwords in...
Jack, that's it.
That's it. No, guys...
In a manual.
I got these out to show you. Sorry, I was meant to show you. These are examples of what the password will look like. What? I knew about these.
12 words?
Yeah.
I know what 12 words looks
like.
Yeah, right? What do you mean, Jack? This is the password.
I know. I've tried all of these. Trust me.
Dude.
I got all those out to show you what the password will look like.
So just to describe for everyone back home, we've come in. We are presented with
this is it.
A Ute manual that has 12 words on it, then another little piece of paper with 24 words on it, with corresponding numbers that if you slide the piece of paper onto another piece of paper in the manual,
it shows you
the order that the word should go
in. Like a Da Vinci Code key.
Then another, what is this?
It's a Beechworth Cemetery.
It's a cemetery
slide.
Pamphlet with 12 more words on it, and you're saying none of this works.
None of these work. Sorry, these are the... this password...
Oh, God.
I thought this was the password. So when I went to retrieve the Bitcoin, I thought, oh, great, I've got the password. Doesn't work. Then
it doesn't work because it just, geez, it looks like 24 words.
I've tried it every upside down, inside out, every single angle way. Every way.
Yeah, right.
So are there any more fake passwords around the house, Jack?
No.
Where were they?
They were in the forbidden room, the second bedroom.
Is that why you tell people not to go in there?
The sex robot's lair. And so you guys went in there, brave the sex robot. She would have been lunging at you, or he, I don't know, whatever. And you...
Pete spoke to her real nice, so she was like, yeah, let me tell you.
All right, back to it, guys.
Back to it. Sorry, guys.
Sound the horn when you need us again.
So there's nothing else that will be like so obviously the solution but not the solution.
Yeah, there's no other example passwords in the house.
Like, you're not in the middle of writing a song or something called My Bitcoin Password and it has 12 lyrics but like that's not the password. Guys,
thank you.
That was great.
Sorry
finding.
For the false alarm.
No one's sorrier than all of us who left our breakfast warm at the cafe to come back to find something you were there.
Back to it.
So we return dejected to now cold eggs, and they return to searching. Unfortunately, the two-hour timer soon ticked down to zero without any further horning.
We're coming back into the house now. I see a ladder out.
Hey, guys.
Jack, how are you feeling, Jack, about the cleanliness of the house?
Yeah, it looks good. Thank you guys for not just having the books spread everywhere.
We don't see champagne popped.
No.
Talk us through it. Were there any close calls? We didn't get a horn over the phone.
So the only close calls we've got are there some random words written in these books. Ooh. With thinking...
That, okay. Oh, that book is new. That's only a month or so old.
Writers and Lovers by Lily King. Yeah.
Jack! Okay, okay.
Wow. What's this? In the back of Elizabeth Gilbert's City of Girls, we find a bunch of random words.
That book's new as well. I know what that is. That's Bianca is writing down words she likes.
Right.
Or white words she wants to learn from the book.
Herrings. This is the... We're looking at how many words, Ham, is it?
We're looking at... 11. All right, here's 11 a snapshot words. Into Jack's wife's mind. Ferment, couguette, what is it? I don't even know what that word is. Inanity, infinitesimal, blithesome, veracity, ably, vitriol, gambling, and frippery.
Tough password. Really, really tough password.
It's not one that rolls off the tongue.
Okay, that is so unlucky. Yeah. But you guys are so... It's so amazing that you found this. It's in the back page of a book. Was it on the bookcase?
Yeah.
Okay. What else have you found? We're seeing some notebooks here.
Some notebooks. There's a few that say private, so I didn't, like, go...
Yes. I mean, that's all my radio ideas. Yeah, they can't be exposed.
Notebooks full of things.
Sex robot manual. Yeah. If sex robot is jammed, this is how you reset her. Rotate left arm 6 times.
Bianca must write notes everywhere. Yep. Because there are notes through all sorts of things.
She loves to underline terms in books and write stuff in the back of books. Yeah.
What I want to do is thank Ash and Pete. Yep. I cannot believe you found this amount of evidence and none of it correlates. Yeah.
But during all this, I could not keep my nose out of that private notebook. Okay, sorry. Sorry, I found something.
It says private.
You get it. When it says private, you look, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, don't touch
Andy,
the
one. You're in this. You're in this. I think you want to know what I found. Look, I saw a page that says gift ideas. And we're on this, Andy.
Oh, really?
When were you writing this, Jack? Because look, H&A, dinner. Right? Dinner. Then next to it, drawing. So we're going to do a drawing on this page. So he's got dinner. Seems expensive. Maybe I could do a drawing for them. And then delivered lunch.
So it starts at dinner. And then as he's workshopping, I think he goes,
that's a bit over the top.
Maybe I could get them.
I don't think I've ever received a gift from you.
And then that's what I was going to ask you. Do you remember ever getting a gift from
never
Jack?
Never got a gift from Jack.
So he's had to think about it and gone,
nah.
So it was on your mind and you chose not to give
it's
a gift.
It's just a brainstorm, I guess.
You don't have to action all the ideas.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Jeez. Oh, what a way to end the year.
Oh, jeepers, Jack.
What a way to end the year.
Instead, the gift is you not giving me $10,000.
Instead, Jack has pocketed $10,000. Will not.
I haven't pocketed it. No one gets it. It's a lose-lose all around. And that was a private notebook. It said private on the front. You shouldn't have been reading through it.
It could have had it in there, Jack. It could have had it in there. I'm honoured to think that at least in your in an imaginary state, we qualify for a delivered lunch, theoretically, if not actually. Tell everyone where we're about to go as soon as we press stop on this podcast.
We're going to lunch.
Who's paying?
You guys are treating everybody who works on the podcast to lunch. Thank you.
In the face of a cancelled thought starter from last year to maybe buy us lunch. The system works.
The big ask is still in play.
The big ask is in play.
Obviously, it will be open as soon as flights are open.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Remember, early in the year, we thought that'd be about June.
Yes.
But it looks like it could be next June.
Yeah, and it can't be
flights out of the Asia-Pacific region. Yep. So, even when New Zealand...
No, it was only New Zealand bubble. Don't go Asia-Pacific. If there's a Fijian flight there, then we're on.
No, I
think
it was outside Oceania. I'm pretty sure Oceania was in.
No, well, it wasn't. We've only got 3 months off to check this.
We've got a show next week.
I was looking at the wrong day of the calendar. You're going to show next week. All right, well, we'll check it by next week.
See you guys.
No, there's one more for the year. Episode 120, next week. This is 119.
G'day.
G'day guys, it's Mike here from the show. Congratulations on making it to the end of another podcast. Well done. I am here just popping in very quickly at the end to remind all of you, once you finish this one, check out Hamish and Andy's new side project, The Remembering Project, which you can find wherever you're listening to this. Just type in The Remembering Project and you will find it. It is a look back on Hamish and Andy's nearly 20 years of radio and podcasting. And each episode, they pick a random date and choose one thing from a run sheet from that day and just talk about it. It's a lot of fun. Episodes come out every Monday and Tuesday. Here is a little snippet of what you're missing out on from one of the episodes this week.
Shannon Elizabeth showed interest in you.
She did, didn't she?
we dispute that to this day.
We do not dispute it. Shannon Elizabeth, do you remember American Pie, Mark?
I've no idea who that is.
But do you remember American Pie, the franchise?
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Well, you're getting warmer.
Yeah. The publicist contacted Sam, our producer, to say that Shannon Elizabeth thought that Hamish was cute, which just flabbergasted us all.
But who does she play in the movie?
She plays the hot Nadia. She plays the international exchange student.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, wow.
Now I've got some... For the first time ever, I think Mike respected me. Yeah.
And I was sitting there going, are you sure she's got the right person?
Of course he was. Couldn't understand that maybe, just once, it was the pale, chubby guy that had cut
through. Did she describe the bad haircut? Is that how you knew?
No, she remembered. Yeah. No one ever mistakes Hamish and Andy. It's never been before. And she got the name right and she remembered I was attracted to Hamish.
No, she was. It got clarified, much to my dismay. But yeah, so that...
Andy was like, get her in, make her take a polygraph. This doesn't make any sense.
That's it, guys. Hamish and Andy's Remembering Project. Every Monday and Tuesday, wherever you're listening to this, go listen to it right now. You might as well. What else are you going to do? Have a great week, guys. We'll catch you later.
Thanks for listening. The Hamish and Andy podcast will return next week. Catch up or contribute at hamishandandy.com.
Listener.